There's often a very heavy young adult discussion with that one, because young adult is such a growth market at the moment. But there was a lot of us that had picture book topics that we really wanted to go into detail with. So we formed a group called PB Lit Chat, which is for picture books. Involves agents, editors, publishers, picture book writers, and even just people who love picture books as teachers or parents or whatnot. And we meet once a week online. It's type-based, not talk-based, and we chat about different things about that. We're trying a new thing because we're trying to get England on board. We've been in with Canada and America and Singapore and Japan and Australia, but a lot of the UK tweeps wanted to be involved with it, so we've tried to find a time that suits the whole world pretty much. This is the closest that we've got. We do 1 week, we do it at 9 p.m. on a Thursday night, and then the following week it's 5 a.m. on a Friday morning, and I'm not a morning person. And I was there.
And as you said, it's not just authors, it's also editors and distributors and the people within the industry that make it all tick. What was the process of actually recruiting them and getting them on board?
The weekly chatters are usually the picture book readers, writers, and then there's Karen Collum is a Brisbane writer, and myself, we organise the PB Lit Chat. So we try and have a guest at least once a month, and so we'll set someone up, and they are our specialist, and we hit them with questions. Sometimes they have to come anonymously because of their role, and other times then they're representing their publisher or whatever. Some of them also just drop in sporadically if they're online or whatnot. So the Thursday nights are currently held on Twitter, so anyone can just drop in on the Friday morning. That's on Chatsy, so anyone can join it. You don't have to be on a networking group, but you do have to get the password from us first, because you do have hackers otherwise, so we just have the password for that. Yes,
just to reduce the random yobos dropping in.
Yeah, yes, and keep it on the topic of picture books. So, and all those transcripts we actually do post at the end of a chat. So there's those who can't make the time, either some of them just can't make it full stop, but they drop in onto the blog and they can pick up the transcript there.
What's come out of specifically having a chat just for picture books, just for that niche?
There is a very strong community of picture book writers. We correspond a lot on Twitter. And that's very important, actually, because apart from the networking and the sharing of information, which is, of course, a benefit, but just that others who are in similar situations, that encouragement when you spend all day over one word and you still don't get that one word right, because picture books do come down to one word. So that's fantastic. But I have also noticed that professionally my credibility has gone right up from being involved with it and organising it, and my knowledge, just because a lot of people send me information and links because I coordinate that and I sort of keep them. So my knowledge of picture books and therefore my confidence within the industry has just grown.
Is it also good too, living in Merionvale, which isn't exactly a publishing hotspot, being in touch with other people in that same industry?
It's fantastic, yeah. And it's not just picture book writers. Like, I follow a lot of different writers on Twitter and whatnot and correspond. You've got a base of friends, and I would definitely call people that I follow, not everyone obviously, but, you know, people that I follow on Twitter are friends. You share things that are so important to you. You know, writing is something that I love, and they understand that